Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode 8, series 3 of The Magic Sponge, the last one of the series.
Big numbers there, episode 8, series 3.
Yeah, I thought I got it wrong then.
Episode 8, some series big numbers 3. There. Yeah.
Like, three. Yeah, for us, we've done well lasting that long, that's what I'm saying.
No. Is that a high number for you, Jim?
Yeah, fairly. I'd say episode 8, yeah,
eight,
that sounds
yeah,
like you've done a bit,
as many
you've done it for a long
got
time.
Whole, wasn't it, 8?
And, oh, that's a bit low. So, yeah, that's a bit of a low start for you, this early.
It was a bit much, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Fucking arsehole.
It was a bit mean, wasn't it? I'm really sorry.
Okay, it's fine. I love it.
Anyway, we've got a tweet off the back of the last episode with Lee Hendry, who had some great
brilliant
stories.
Yeah, listen, it was fantastic to see him. He's a good boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, some of the stuff that didn't make it.
His ex-girlfriend had a dildo cupboard.
A dildo? Yep, she had a dildo cupboard.
Did that make the edit?
Full cupboard of dildos? Did that make the edit? Yeah, it made the edit. Yeah. Full cupboard of dildos. Anyway, we've got a tweet from it. Chopper Morris, one on Twitter, said, "That Magic Sponge podcast with Lee Hendry, the Dutch goalkeeper story was brilliant," and then loads of little smiley, laughy cry faces.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Blinding story, yeah. One of the best we've had on it.
Also, before we start, we've got John Park and John, you're in, you mate.
Yes. And right. JP, welcome, son. I'm really happy to have this big man. And to be fair, you look a lot slimmer.
Yeah, I'm not actually as big as what you think.
I know, yeah, that's
even... Yeah, really?
20% body fat's not that big, is it?
No, yeah, you look fitter and trimmer than I actually thought.
Before we crack into your life story, John, Ian,
yeah,
you've got something to own up to, I think.
What?
You can't prove it.
You know, this is the number one football podcast. Mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, this
and obviously,
was the number one podcast at one point.
Yeah,
it?
But it's still the best. Well, it's still the best football one, isn't it? That's
a
fact. However...
Yeah.
Scum Judas Turncoat over there. You are on Dream Team FC. Well, that sounds like a pile of wank. With James Buckley from the Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing?
Basically, why are you jumping shit?
Because, Sol Campbell Scum.
Because your agent, Jimmy's agent, Jim, is really quite confusing. So Jim emailed me and was like, "Do you want to do this?" And I don't know if you can say, it's £300. So I was like, yeah.
How much did he take? £150.
You want to get on that one, John?
I don't think it's about
fucking
on
right.
What day is that?
It's the only agent that takes 50%.
Yeah, you want to double up? It's got.
Do that one next week
as
well.
Good.
Get them all in.
It's not as
so
good.
What do they talk about in there? Just their dream teams.
Well, it's just James Buckley is in like.
And that's his full name by default, no, isn't it? James Buckley from the Inbetweeners, I think.
Oh, what? Like, what, he's changed his surname to Buckley from the Inbetweeners?
Yeah, yeah, just said that.
But he's just in LA, so he's like Skyping in on a screen.
Oh, you're not even in the room?
No, he doesn't really seem that bothered about what's happening. He's just like, oh, yeah, so we've got Ian Smith.
Well, he described Jimmy.
Really?
Here, mate, we've got some podcast beef happening. He described Jimmy's accent as Cockney John Major or Kermit the Frog.
I don't remember that, because if he had said that to my first mate, I'd have banged him out.
No, I get where he's coming from.
I didn't say that.
He said that.
That's the funniest he's got. Cockney
John Major. I don't know what John Major sounds like.
Doesn't sound like he's doing average. He's in LA, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He'll be in a film soon, won't he?
Yeah, of course he will.
Anyway.
Busy bastard.
Right, let's forget about him. John the Beast Parkin.
Oh, yeah, welcome. Yes. Thank you very much for coming on. Where have you come from?
I've come from Stroud today.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Some accent you got there. Where's that from?
Barnsley,
yes.
Another Yorkshire.
Yeah, we've got two Yorkshire people now.
Where are you from?
From Goole. Near Hull. I don't know if you've ever been.
Free Yorkshire people.
I went to Hull once or twice.
Yeah.
We've got three Yorkshire people.
Oh, that was some great Yorkshire guy banter, wasn't it?
Yeah. Instantly connected.
Any other connection you've got about being from Yorkshire? Any?
Do you like Yorkshire puddings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
And bacon rolls.
John, a lot 6'4" striker with Forest Green, previously playing for Barnsley, Hull, Stoke, Preston and Cardiff. A total of 169 goals in your career. For your best haul coming last year, he scored 30 goals in a season. It's good, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what we've been told.
That's the stats we do, boy.
All right.
Decent.
And you joined Fleetwood Town in 2012, the summer that Jamie Vardy left for Leicester.
Yeah, that went downhill, didn't they?
Well, it's not a like-for-like swap, is it?
No.
And you're like, you're 6'4", but you're, you know, because you get a lot of grief for being like big, but you don't, as I say, you look pretty svelte.
No,
it's
true. Yeah. Have you been on a diet lately or what? Because when I've seen you in the box, you look massive.
Yeah, thank you. No, to be fair, I'm not a big dieter.
No.
Do you care when people say that to you? Or do they not say it to you?
Yeah, they do say it, but I'm not really asked, to be honest.
Have you ever had like a strict footballer's diet type thing? Or
No.
I bet he thinks, I've come on here and I've just slaughtered it.
We're saying he looks good, because like the sort of the, you know, sort of, you know, look fit and healthy and like slim, not, you know, of the beast you sort of imagine with the sort of the grief you get. But did you play together?
No, I missed John. He was at Hull, and then I went to Hull under Phil Brown. Was you under Brownie?
Oh, yeah.
He's pulled up on his face. are you one of them? Because Brown is either you love Brown or you hate him.
Nah, he's number two on my shit list.
Number two? Yeah. So I thought he was number three.
You've got a shit list.
Who's one? How many people on your shit list?
There's three major ones.
Okay, go.
Can we start top five, please?
Top five?
Yeah, then.
I never thought down to five.
All right, top three.
Three.
Give me the top three shit
Steve
list.
Parkin. Are you still Steve at all?
Steve Parkin, yes. The coach.
I thought he said Sam Parkin. Yes. We had him on the show.
No, he's number three.
Steve Parkin's number three.
Phil Brown, number two. Yeah. Jay Boothroyd, number one.
Jay Boothroyd?
Yeah.
Right. Talk really? Me, Steve Parkin, why?
And we brought them here today.
Steve Parkin, he fucked us off from Barnsley.
Right, okay.
But it was the way that he did it.
What did he do?
And
was he gaffer there?
Yes, he was gaffer.
Was he?
Yeah,
right,
he sent me out on loan to Hartlepool, and I weren't really playing, but I was only 18.
Got you.
So he said, go for another month. Yeah, no bother. I couldn't drive at the time, so I used to travel home from Hartlepool on the Friday, travel back up for the game Saturday. So the Friday tea time, I got a phone call from the physio saying, you're training tomorrow morning. Yep. So I'm like, well, I said, I can't get there. I couldn't get a lift up. Like, yeah, no bother. So I thought, I'm not travelling up just to watch the game. Obviously not involved.
Yeah.
So I went up on the... Never went to the game. Went up on the Sunday night. Phone call from Steve Parkin the Monday morning. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm like, what? He says, you're supposed to be on the bench on Saturday. He never turned up. I went, nah. I says, I was supposed to be training Saturday morning. You're supposed to be on the bench. You can fuck off. You're 2 weeks' wages. You're free at end of year.
That's what you said.
That's what that.
Yeah.
Right. So right.
How are you only making that call on Sunday though, as well? Like, you're supposed to be on the bench on Saturday.
Well, he called me Monday morning.
Fucking hell!
Why did he not call you out of the game?
No idea.
That's what you.
Why has he not called you on Saturday? Going like, where the fuck are you? I'm watching this.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So he's one of them. He'll tell you one thing.
Yeah. So he's number three. Brownie, number two.
You fart there, John?
No, he didn't know about that. It'd
be more than a ripple.
It'd blow your scarf off.
Blow your scarf off. That's the most Yorkshire thing I've ever heard.
Go on, number two, Brandon.
Number two, Brownie. Obviously, his manager.
we're just slaughtering people here, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much. He's coached to start with, gets the job when Phil Parkinson gets sacked. So we're like fifth bottom, struggling a little bit. I went out on loan to Stoke, who were sixth.
Yeah.
So the players of game Saturday. He did an interview on the radio Saturday, the Hull radio, whatever. Why have you let John Parkin go out on loan to Stoke, who were sixth when we're struggling? He's like, I need people who are committed to this football club, people who want to play for this football club. So a couple of lads phoned me saying, you've got to hear what this talking about you. Right? So our phone's in Monday morning. What's this you've been saying about me not committed to the football club, not wanting to play for us? No, never said that. No, you know how he is. So I says, well, he says, I'll get back to you. I'll listen to the radio. I'll get back to you. The radio interview, I'll get back to you. Right, no bother. So I played three games for Stoke, never scored. Scored a 3-3 in my next three. Fucking calls me back. Right? Never phoned me in 6 weeks. Yeah. Calls me back. Parky, you're in with us. You're in with us Thursday. I think we played Saturday, Monday. Thursday, you're in with us. So I went and see him Thursday. I said, what the fuck is this all about? He said, you said you were going to phone me about that radio interview. He says,
I love your Phil Brown impression.
So he's, I said, you think, yeah, I said, you can fuck off. I says, I don't really want to play for you anymore. Then I left that summer. And then he came when I was at Fleetwood, he came to an interview with us. So our press guys come over and said, oh, Phil Brown's here, he wants to do an interview with you. Like, you can fuck off.
What, he wanted to interview you?
Yeah, for some of whatever he were doing.
Yeah.
So he stood in the corner, like, near the changing rooms. Parky! Like, you fuck off. And then somebody else had to do it.
Right,
somebody
okay.
else had to do it. And then
but Branny and Parky, they're good friends,
well,
aren't they?
When Phil Brown fetched Parky in when he was manager.
I was there, his assistant, yeah. When I was there.
So, obviously, Parky must have said something to him about it. Obviously. So, we were trained out at the uni. Did you ever train out at the uni?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, trained out at the uni. So, Phil Brown says, Parky, come and get in with me. I need a chat with you. So, he says, I've obviously fetched Steve in. What do you think? I said,
quite straight down the line, aren't you?
I says, if you keep him away from me, I don't know what to do with him. I mean, that was pretty much that.
Yeah. And then Jay Boothroyd.
Boothroyd, let's get on.
Oh, wow.
That's why looking in, he looks
so,
like a bit
so of a... fucking arrogant and self-opinionated. And
really?
Yeah. I went there in the January, and I think he got his England call up two months before that.
Someone like that, you just don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, him and, you know, Chops, Michael Chopra?
Oh, yeah.
They're once having an argument in changing rooms about who's got the most D&G gear.
You
know, 28-year-old men. I've got more D&G gear than you.
What is you like? Leave what? It out, you two drips.
Mate, they're going to bring it in. So it's like,
well, I know Chopper, he ain't got a pot of piss and swat, but that's nice.
He must assault it now.
Yeah. He brought it in my bar off the beach.
Let me fucking tell.
They're having an argument about fucking who got the most D&G gear.
And you didn't have a running with him, you just found him a bit annoying. It wasn't like you had a.
He actually came on loan to Stoke for a month when I was at Stoke. And then we played, when I was at Preston, we played Cardiff. They were like third. And I think they got a few games in hand. He says, oh, you've got a fucking great chance this year. Like, and he went, yeah, we'll dick you today. We've got so-and-so Tuesday. We'll beat them. We ended up fucking stuffing them six.
Brilliant.
So we ended up stuffing them six. And we got in the playoffs by one goal. They missed out by one goal. So obviously that fucking... 6-0 swung it around like.
Yeah. What was the other players like towards Boothroyd?
Just let him get on with.
Yeah.
I mean, he always used to talk to him and Bellas mainly.
Oh, right.
Craig Bellamy, but Bellas used to half fuck him off.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he like Bellas? Because he's a bit of a character, isn't he?
Yeah, he's different to what I thought he were.
Yeah. Is he a hard man? Because he looks like he'd have a fuse and like crack.
Nah. No, definitely not hard there.
Really? Quick, tell me.
No, I see
he
him
looks
as
furious. He's like got no net.
Outside
like
looking in, he looks like a chirpy little Rottweiler.
Yeah,
doesn't
he's chirpy only because he wants to win. I think only he wants everything done right.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Do you know, like, is I wouldn't like to think I was sat having a pint with him on my own, but I could be in his company. Like.
But yeah, he just wants he's like annoying, but only to like win and be good.
Yeah.
That's Steve Jobs.
Yeah. I mean, like, after.
Steve Jobs?
You know, really committed to the calls.
Yeah, always got like roll necks on.
Who the fuck is Steve Jobs?
Oh my God. Do you know who Steve Jobs is?
No.
Oh God. You know that phone in the front of you?
Yeah.
Who do you think invented that?
Was it Jobsy?
Yeah.
Oh, Jobsy. Oh, no. Jobsy,
you Jobs work.
And it was
Jobsy.
And he's a big fan of yours.
Jobsy, yeah. No, lovely.
He died.
I'm the other one, Derek from Blackberry. I liked him.
Derek from Blackberry?
Derek Jones, yeah. Jonesy.
Oh, Jonesy. Jobsy. Ian, do you want to play the game of true or false?
Oh, right,
with John?
Yes,
so, we've heard some things.
Well, so I had a phone call with John and went through a few stories because Jim had told us a few rumours he's heard about you, so I thought we'd go through some stuff.
Yeah, well, let me explain first because when...
Okay.
A few other characters have had on the show, so what happens, if you miss someone, you get some stories. Some of them are put arms and legs on the story, so the time you come around to the story is a totally different story. Or you might have undercut the story.
Yeah.
As well. So if we're talking about stories, I might have undercut it, or I might have been told it totally different. But we're going to talk. Well,
and it might have been a dildo drawer, not a dildo cover.
Yeah, not full cover.
It'd be quite nice to see like the variation.
Yeah.
In the
story. Well, we'll see if you get it right, true or false, and then okay. John can.
Yes. Okay. I like.
So these are some of the stories we've heard about you doing this podcast, basically.
Right.
So this one we're familiar with. So at Hull, John would eat dog shit. And tell players what he thought the species of dog was. True or false?
Oh, true, because I know I've been told that you've done that.
True.
I was told that you run around. Let me just say. I was told you run around like that. There's a bit of dog shit there. Like you're having a stretch. Picked it up. Had a nibble on it and went, that's a Doberman. Or that's a Labrador.
I think it's false.
I think it's false.
Is that false?
I'd like to say it was true, but nah, it's false.
Was there anything to do with dog shit?
There was shit.
don't go on to that just yet.
I don't think we're asking if dog shit exists.
Not dog.
Where's Jimmy gone?
Hang on,
when Americans watch magic tricks and they just fuck off.
You're in the middle of the field and there's shit in there, not done by a dog. So who's shit in the middle of the field?
I don't know.
The caretaker.
Dog shit, but it was you have eaten shit.
No, I've not eaten shit. Have you
did you smell it? Did you pick it up?
I might have picked it up.
Hello, here we go.
Don't tell the shit stories.
I eat a lot of stuff.
Or maybe did you smell it and guess which species?
Yeah,
it
I might have.
Might have smelt it. Yeah, and the story's gone. Oh,
it's gone to eat.
So you picked up shit and smelt it, not eating it, and guessing the species.
I just had a vision of Steve Parkin going, I know he don't like me. I know he plays all the shit games. Parky having his shit on the field so he goes round and smells it.
I smell that rat.
Yeah.
Right, this is the second one. So, when Nicky Forster got into John's bath before he could, John threw his own shit in the bath.
Why is it like loads of shit story? I don't think he's got that in his locker.
I don't think. So Nicky Forster said...
Nicky Forster's got into John's bath. And he's took a shit in it because he's got in his bath.
John took a shit in it.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Have you done that?
That's true. I didn't. I didn't actually shit in the bath. He's got. I've run my bath.
Yeah.
Got lovely bubbles and everything.
I'm
really looking forward to this. I'm really looking forward to this. And he said, I'm just going to nip in your bath. I said, nah, you're not, mate. No. He said, I am.
Is this at the chain?
This is the training ground. Yeah. He says, I am. So I went and got me stuff for me to get washed with and that. Turk goes round, he's just like that. So I never said no to him. So I went to the toilet, I've had a shit, scooped it up. Hey, Fozzie, this is for you, love. Chucked it in, mate, and he's fucking like this, obviously. He couldn't see it because there's not bubbles in that. Yeah. He's like,
oh, I've done it the worst Valentine's ever.
Eddie Tate was all right with it.
Yeah, he'll find it, yeah.
He didn't have a shower. Wash himself.
Well, he never got in my bath again.
Yeah, 100%. Love that one.
Right, what about this one? John once had a pizza delivered to the home changing room at York for half time.
Well,
the poker face has got his
Gaffer, Domino's. Hang on, mate, I'm trying to tell the back water squeeze up here.
Yeah, Papa John's, he's on the left wing.
So, I think that's because he's got to get through security and all that.
I think it's true. For a laugh.
Nah, that's not true.
Yeah. No.
Where
did that come from, that story?
I just made it up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pleased with myself. I convinced you. What about on holiday in Magaluf? John took a shit in his shower and then invited an injured girl back to shower, I forgot, shower at his
not
place.
Not after the last one. I think what? You forgot he took a shit on a pizza as well. Everything's revolving around shit.
Yeah, I should have said shit pizza.
So I don't get this one.
Right, so on holiday in Magaluf, John took a shit in his shower and then invited a girl back to shower at his place. In the shit shower.
He's definitely done that. He's
done that. That's true.
I've made it more simplistic than
first of all, if there's a shower in the room, I know there's a toilet in there.
Yeah, but to be fair,
if you think she needs a shower, I'm going to shit in it. Oh God, she needs a shower, and I'll shit in it.
I'm probably about 19 there, like, so the kid who
I don't think that's an excuse.
Nah, probably not. So the kid who I'm rooming with, he's not into that sort of crack and that.
What, shitting in the shower?
Yeah, it's, no, stuff like that.
Yeah, right, boring sap.
Yeah. I don't even know I went Magaluf with him.
If he's not up for that,
what kind of
stuff
did he like? Shitting in toilets?
Yeah, quite orthodox.
Yeah, quite orthodox. Very, a traditionalist.
Yeah,
a bit old, bit vintage in his ways.
So what's happened?
I knew this
is,
would be a good one.
I've shit in the
shower. If you've gone Greece, you can put the shitty tissues in the bin.
I know. Yeah,
yeah, this would have been good. Sorry, go on.
Oh, you can't put you wipe your ass and you put it in the bin.
Yeah, you can't put the tissue down the toilet because the sewers aren't good enough.
Yeah, you can do it all.
When do you empty the bin?
Just
tie it up.
Yeah,
you got it. The bin's full up
with
shit.
Yeah,
I know.
Fucking
weird.
Greeks. That's why their economy's bullshit, isn't it?
I live Surrey, Cobham. I still do that.
Anyway,
so I've shit in the bath. Pull the shower curtain.
Why? Why?
Just for the crack, because I know he's not going to like it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So that when he goes, like, oh, John shit
he's
the bath
like,
again.
You fucking dirty bastard, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's quite a good fun, yeah.
So
cool, sorry,
I pulled
yeah.
the shower curtain. Anyway, I've pulled this Doris.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's fucking crazy. Go on, John, boy. Yeah.
So I've pulled this bird.
Yeah.
And We're walking down the street, but it was torrential rain. You ever been Maggers?
Have you ever been Maggers?
No, but I know what rain is, so...
Right.
I've been to Spain, yeah, I know what...
But there, it's too hot for going.
Too hot, that rain.
Right? You don't run away from it.
But didn't you say as well that this girl, you picked her up... Because she'd been, like, injured
this is,
by
this
it.
Is where I'm going to tell the story.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
mate.
So it's raining. We're in Magaluf. You've got a Doris. It's raining.
Warm rain.
Torrential.
So there's a hill in Magaluf.
What's a hill? I can set the scene, because I don't know what Magaluf is. So there's a hill. You're on the hill, yeah?
Right. So there's two guys in full-body wetsuits.
Okay.
Right. Skidding down the middle of the street. There's that much water. Okay. Right. So suddenly, this fucking Doris, one of them fucking takes her out, wipes her out.
Oh.
She's gone flying. Right. So.
What?
So, this is gospel truth. Right. A purse has smashed on floor, a phone everywhere and that.
Yeah.
So Wet picks her up. All her elbows. All her elbows cut.
Okay.
I'm like, we need to get that cleaned up. Says, come on, we'll go back. My hotel's only here. We'll go back to my hotel. Come back to the hotel.
Is that your usual chat line? We need to get that cleaned up.
I think I've got her coming back, lads. Get your wetsuits on.
Yeah, go on.
She'll take her
so
back.
So I took her back. I says, the shower's in there. So I've gone and lied on the bed. I've heard the shower curtain go. What the fucking hell's that?
Oh, another traditionalist.
I'm like, oh no. I says, what is it, love? She says, there's a fucking massive shit in the middle of your bath. I'm like, oh no. All right. What a fucking dirty bastard he is. And I obviously blame my roommate.
Yeah. Oh, so that did actually happen?
That happened.
That's nice, you know, quite gentlemanly, apart from the shit in the bath, but looking after
it. Yeah, well, we weren't expecting that.
No, of course not, yeah.
Forgotten. Right, so this is the last true or false. John nearly killed goalkeeper Steve Simonson with a golf buggy.
True story.
I think that could be true. Football is like golf.
That's true.
Yeah. What happened?
We're on a pre-season trip in Austria, so we've got a afternoon off, went golfing. Another hill, funny enough.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think you should stay away from them, John.
It's hills and shits, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So we're going down to the next tee, is a big hill. I thought, I'm going to fucking floor this. So floored it, get to the bottom, skidded it. I thought, we're going over here.
So I've
jumped out. Yeah. He obviously couldn't get out, so it's fucking rolled once, rolled half again, and it's like rolled back down.
No,
he's
protection
like,
on him buggies.
You know, he's got like this all fucking dazed and that. So I think I ended up paying about 1,200 quid. The front was smashed, the roof was dented and everything.
Did he miss a game or something as well? Did you injure him?
I nearly
or...
missed the start of the season. I cut all my leg. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a golf story. I don't know if you might have been at Hull.
I've not killed another animal in the course, have
you? Someone that John Steve Parkin.
Yeah.
When he's playing golf and he'd done his nose. Did you hear that? He's playing golf apparently, and there's like he's took all the boys away, and he's with Brian Orton.
Oh, nobby.
Brian
yeah.
Orton's it's 3 wood on the green. Parkin's about he's got about 220 yards in. He's got 3 wood in his hand, but 10-20 yards ahead of him is like a bridge. Brick wall. It's about knee height. It's only knee height, like ankle height. He's like, he's not even looked at that.
I think I know what he's
gonna
do.
He's gone, fuck off. Hit the brick wall. He's come back to him square in the boat. Blew all his nose. And no one's like that looking. Where's the ball? Like that. He's looked round. Parkin's boat is all over the shop. Everyone started LARPing. All the boys just see him coming back with a white towel just full of claret. Oh, funny as fuck. Black eyes. Oh, mate, I just imagine being there like, I'd fucking wet myself.
I'd have paid to be there.
No, no. It's the year before I was there. I miss all the fucking good bits I do.
Who have you played with that's been a bit, you know, sort of a bit full on with, you know, pranks as, you know, not strictly shitting anywhere?
No, I was with... Ashby, how did you find Ashby? All right,
Ashby, all right, yeah.
He said that he told me once. Tell me if this is true that he is your roomie, and he walked back in the room and he caught you having a tug.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He just said, but as he walked in, it was like no one walked in. It's like, all right, Ash. I'm like, what are you still doing?
Is that true? Stopping, is there?
No, yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah, and then what else did he tell me? He told me another one. Hang on, bear with me. You carry on talking to me. Tell me another one.
We'll talk about Forest Green Rovers. Do the players all have their own Forest Green
car? No, hang on a minute. I've got it. Just in case I forget. He said that...
I mean, I don't really want to know the answer to that question.
Sorry. A Barnsley boy. You're a Barnsley boy, yeah?
Yeah.
And he said you used to play at Hull. And because you was bored living on your own, you got a job serving pints in your local afterwards.
Yeah.
Is that a true story? So after a day's training, Parkin's in his local pulling pints.
I wasn't really a job, I just used to go and help out, like. You know what I mean?
You can tell us, mate, the taxman won't be on you for that shit.
That's another one that I loved. And I was like, what, really? Like, professional football player, and he goes back to local and pulls pints. So yeah, he just done that. I was like, oh, right, okay, that's quite random. So you done that, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Did they pay you for that?
No.
Pay you in booze, obviously?
Yeah, might have got a Sunday dinner out of it.
did you used to drink in your career? Like,
you're taking a piss! He loved the Bentley! That's why he's here! We're going out after this! He used to drink. He's a fucking animal.
Sometimes.
Have you been played drunk?
No. Nah. To be fair, I never used to do Thursday Fridays. I did it once. I was playing for York, and I took a bird out, and I was adamant I weren't drinking. Anyway, I ended up getting twatted.
Why? Because of the shit and shower. Yeah.
She was bad. We're playing Torquay on the Saturday. So I've gone in training at York on the
Torquay
Friday.
Torquay away?
Torquay away.
Oh God.
That's a journey.
And I'm obviously fucking rough. Cut up the Saturday. I was playing centre-half at the time. After half an hour, we're 3-0 down and all three goals were my fault. I got dragged after 34. Yeah. I've fucking never been as happy to come off in my life.
Yeah. But no, it's just you can't play piss, can you?
Even more so now. It's like 2 or 3 days hangover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He, obviously not an animal like me.
Right, you two are both on FIFA, about similar times.
Okay.
Ian's going to do the FIFA.
Not long, John. We can get in a pub 10 minutes. Not long. He's right. Like, fucking gosh, Billy.
Right, so basically, This is, you've got to guess your ratings that you got on FIFA out of 100, and we'll see who gets the closest. What do you reckon you got for aggression?
80.
Ooh, 80. He's gone big. What do you think?
It sounded like you said Haiti, then.
I'm 70. I'm like 68.
Well, 68. That's a way. John, you got 65. Jimmy got 79.
Oh.
Aggressive.
So I'm 40 more. That's, yeah.
I don't know who's won there,
he's a gentle giant, see? From outside looking in, he's a gentle giant, see? I was more like a little terror.
What about heading?
No, I'm really weak at that. I'd say 88. No, I was like 50s. I was 50s. 62.
73.
Oh, John's the closest, 69. Jimmy, you got a 70.
It's really? Yeah. So I'm better than him.
Fucking does FIFA.
It's usually okay. Jimmy who get you get furious if these aren't good for you.
Yeah, but listen, I'm ahead of him at the minute.
This next one, you're not going to be happy with. What do you think for long passing?
Oh, mine's unbelievable. 88 minimum.
56.
Right, Jimmy's the closest on 76. John, you got... I can't look at you and say it. 26.
26.
Okay, I've done well to play football. How the fuck have I played football for 18 years?
How did they measure that?
No offence,
John. I've just seen a YouTube clip of him scoring from the halfway line and they give it that.
But I think I'm at least 18 at long balls.
Rob actually felt... Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Rob actually fancies himself as a professional football player. Yeah.
No, not a professional.
Look at him.
Never a semi-professional.
What would you love to be?
Footballer. I'd probably be a footballer in a comic.
You'd love it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You've done well in this one. What about strength?
Oh,
it's got to be your game.
Look at the bear.
Ooh, 80. What do you think?
Oh, I'd say 66.
Right, who's got? Oh, right. So, Jimmy, you lose this one. You got 79.
What, for strength?
Yeah.
Is that 100 or 200, this?
100. Ooh, that was packed up, wasn't it?
John, you got 89.
Look at
him. That's not bad.
He's an absolute unit.
89.
He's the strongest Fenway, right?
Who's the strongest player you come up against? Was you always stronger?
Nah, I'm not even really that strong. I never do weights.
What are you good at then,
like
at football then? You can't hit that. You can't long ball.
That's some good right dressing room.
You get in the dressing room.
That's what Tony Pulis said to me. I'm what like, look, I want to leave. Yeah. No, I like you around the place.
I'll just kiss a pack in Spain, then I'll pick all the shit up.
Is that the guide dog on Blue Peter?
I had a little bit of that MK Dons, Carl Robinson phoned me up. You know that's coming towards the end of your career. Yeah, like you around the place.
Well, I'm 27, me.
Right, Jimmy and Ian, this time I'm going to both give you a scenario for your commentary.
Right.
Basically,
nearly done, John Boy.
We're doing this together.
You're doing it together. So who wants to be lead commentator and who wants to be the analysis? Who wants to be like the Martin
Tyler?
Can I
do the first one? Because when I go after him, it puts me under the
cosh. Okay, so why don't
you
do
it and then I'll comment.
He'll do the analysis as the ex-pro. You'll do more of like what's happened and then he can comment off the back of it. So this time we've got actual footage for you to commentate on.
Oh, right, like it.
And it's, yeah. So basically, it's going to be John Parkin's wonder goal.
Okay.
I've got to lead him to it.
So what? We're just going to talk through this and comment.
So it's like normal commentary. So you're the lead commentator, and Ian's going to give a bit of analysis on it. We'll tweet the link so you can
remember
watch it.
Remember, I don't know the players' names, so I'm going to use their numbers as like.
Anyone wants to go on YouTube, it's highlights. Forest Green Rovers 3, Macclesfield Town 1. Start at 1:50.
Cool, perfect.
And enjoy yourselves.
Okay.
Have a little.
Sam, I need to see this to talk us through it.
Yeah, no. We're off now to Jimmy Bullard and Ian Smith at the New Lawn Stadium, where it's currently 1-0 between Forest Green and Macclesfield. Lads, how's the game going so far?
So basically, I've got to say, it's a beautiful day here at Macclesfield. There isn't a lot of people there, but the sun is shining and Forest Green are on the attack. He's gone to the right back. It's a lovely little clip ball down the line to the number 17, whose turn. He's in the box. Can he do a little bit? Can he find someone? He slotted it across the goal and it's gone out for a corner.
What a wanker, Jim. He's absolutely...
JB's blowing there. Big John Parkin. There he is. He's on the ball. He's slotted one out wide. The left wing has got... And the right wing has got the ball. He's cut inside.
Oh, he's done a bit of skill.
Yeah, he's gone past
him. Look at the speed.
Who is this? Big JP.
Oh.
Big JP's on the halfway line. He's got it. He's shot in the halfway line. He's got it. He's only gone in the fucking back of the young
man. Fuck.
And what a celebration! He's just celebrating like he does it every day!
He's walking through him, he's just barging through him!
I've got to say, what a goal, Johnny boy.
Let me just talk you through this on the replay, Jim. It's gone to Park and he's took one touch, he's absolutely funded it!
And I've got
holy fuck!
Good work, man. Good commentary.
But, keepers is looking like, no way. Oh, shit.
I've actually seen that goal, it's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's all right.
He did
all right. Funny halfway line. If you could tell by our excitement level.
I like that feature, but you know what, lads? I think when we do another series, I think we need new features. So that's time for the Magic Sponge devotees, listeners, peasants, scumbags, nice guys, men, women, and children that all listen. probably not children.
Ideas.
Basically, we want new ideas, new feature ideas for next series. So we're putting it out to you guys. Tweet us at hashtag Magic Sponge or review the series on iTunes with your suggestions of things you want to or hear us doing, saying, any
good
sort
idea.
Of...
Did you come up with that idea?
No, that was producer's idea.
To the idea ask to ask ideas. Other people for ideas. Mm.
Yeah, it's an inspired decision.
I just think it's a great idea.
I think it's great. I mean, if anything, that should be the new feature.
Yeah.
Just like
ideas.
Yeah. Ideas. If any ideas you got, hashtag Magic Sponge or review us on iTunes and then in the little box type your suggestion of a feature. And then hopefully, and then we'll name the feature after you.
Okay. Brilliant.
I think that's a good way, isn't it? We could be like the Steve Lomas feature if Steve Lomas wants to get in.
Where did that pop up in your head?
I don't know where Steve Lomas came from.
Jesus, what?
That's a strange person to pick out, wasn't it?
It was a strange person. It's a ginger Irishman. Yeah, very strange.
Anyway, so let us know about your feature ideas.
It's hard, isn't it, though, features, because it's a podcast. You can't see out.
Pardon?
I mean? You can't see out.
See out.
I just don't want people going Jimmy could do loads of tap ups or something, because then that's us just going like tap ups.
No one calls it keepy uppies.
Keepy uppies.
Tap ups.
Because keepy uppies sounds like a fucking grown man talking about football professionally, doesn't it?
Tap ups.
Tap ups.
Tap ups.
It's not unbelievable, is it? You're tapping it up. It's not like, I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Keeping it up.
Keepy uppies. Yeah, you're either keeping it up, you're tapping it up. It's not fucking unreal what I've just said.
Tapping it up.
Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Knock down ginger.
Yeah.
You know, where you knock on the door and then run off.
Knock a door run.
Knock a door run, he calls it. It's not down ginger.
Because they're not always ginger. You're not always
flooring them. Well, if it's Steve Lomas's house and it's his feature, yes, they are.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you call them, tap-ups?
Keep ups.
Keep ups.
Yeah,
keep ups.
He ain't got a clue.
Keep uppies, though. Why is he adding?
I've just got a bit
keep
of flair
ups
about
me, like he's presenting CBBC.
Oh, tap ups, fuck off. Sound like you're trying to pay for something in your new card. He's got a tap up. Has he got contactless? Fuck off, you weird northerner. No offence to you.
No offence to you. Just as he said, he's all I don't get that this one. Because he's about? So witty. No offence to you.
I'll sort out of that.
Brilliant.
Well, that's it. Thank you very much, John Palmer. Anything you want to add?
John, thanks for coming. I thoroughly enjoyed this one.
Thank you very much. Make sure you review us and share the link and download.
Is this the last one of the series?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Tweeting hashtag more magic sponge to at @join_Dave so you can get that magical fourth series. And don't forget the animated thing on YouTube you can watch.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't forget
that,
guys. That's
have
good.
A bang on that. Right. See you later.
Cheers.
Bye.
See you all later. Thank you. We love yous.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reedy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.